Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Haywood Sullivan. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting seventh, the third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Houser steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Houser scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauer moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano takes first base on ball four. Seaborn moves to second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall bunts towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to third. Pignatano moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is one for one in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaborn scores. Pignatano moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-0 in the game. Nuxhall bunts towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with score covering, for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-0 in the game. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Herb Score. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrion moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carey bunts towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Turk Lown now pitching. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Hank Bauer now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Archer now pitching. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-3 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts towards the mound. Archer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Turk Laun. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. Martin moves to second. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Wes Covington. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.